Fox's Book of Martyrs, First Edition, 1563. Title page, Acts and Monuments. Of these latter and perilous days, touching matters of the church, wherein art comprehended and described the great persecutions and horrible troubles that have been wrought and practiced by the Romish prelates, specialize in this realm of England and Scotland from the years of our Lord 1000 unto the time now present, gathered and collected according to the true copies and writings, sort of categorized as well of the parties themselves that suffered, as also out of the bishops' registers, which were the doers thereof, by John Fox, imprinted at London by John Day, dwelling over Aldersgate, to the Queen Most Excellent, Lent Majesty Queen Elizabeth, by the grace of God, Queen of England, France, and Ireland, Defender of the Faith, and Supreme Governor of the said realm of England and Ireland, next unto the Lord, as well in causes ecclesiastical, as also in the temporal state appertaining her humble subject, John Fox, heartily wishes and desires with increase of God's Holy Spirit and grace long to flourish and reign in perfect health and much honor through the mercy and favor of Christ Jesus, our Lord and eternal Savior, to the comfort of his church and glory of his holy name. Constantine the Great and Mighty Emperor, the son of Helen and English woman of this your realm and country, most Christian and renowned Princess Queen Elizabeth, after he had pacified and established the Church of Christ, being long before under persecution, from the time of our Savior Christ almost 400 years, and coming in his progress at length to a city called Caesarea, where Hecubus, writer of the ecclesiastical story, was then placed bishop, required of the said Hecubus, upon his own free motion, to demand and ask of him whatsoever he thought expedient or necessary for the state and commodities of the church, promising to grant unto him the same whatsoever he should ask, which Hecubus, if he had they required what terrene benefits soever, he would either of possessions to be given, or of impositions to be released, or any other like, etc. He had no doubt obtained his request of that so liberal and so noble-hearted emperor. But the good and godly bishop, more needy than greedy, more spiritual given than worldly-minded, who had learned rather to take a little than to ask much, setting all other respects aside, made this petition only to obtain at his master's hand, under his seal and letters, authentic, free leave and license through all the monarchies of Rome, going to all consuls, proconsuls, tribunes, and other officers in all cities and countries to search out the names, sufferings, and acts of all such as suffered in all that time of persecution before for the testimony and faith of Christ Jesus, the number of all which holy and blessed martyrs upon the said license being searched out amounted to the compass for every day in the calendar to be ascribed, as Hiram writing to Quirinus and Heliodorus as witness, 50,000 martyrs, saving only the first day of January expected. For that day began assigned to the choosing of their councils, was therefore festival solemnized throughout all the Roman Empire, in which history, most excellent and noble queen, two things put me in a veritable doubt, whether of these two rather to commend and extol, the good emperor or the godly bishop, the one for his priestly prefer and the other for his godly and sincere. The empire for his rare and singular affection in favoring and furtherance the Lord's churches, or the bishop in zealing the public business of the Lord before the private lucre of himself centers in both together, may to us appear what all manner of states may learn to know, not only what in those days was done, but also what ought now to be followed. In the bishop is to be noted the goods and ornaments of the church chiefly to consist, donations and patrimonies, but in the blood, act, and life of martyrs, the seeking and setting forth whereof ought to occupy the study of the true Christian bishops. In the empire also we behold how studiously and nobles in those days were set to tender the state and utility of the church and the ministers of the same, giving to thee not and taking from thee them, yea, in preventing their shameful modesties with their princely liberties. Such was the be careful attention of them in those days towards the Lord, that it rebounded also unto his church and minister thereof, in furnishing and in great gratifying them, enlarging them, in privileging and enriching them with ample gifts and priestly benefits, that the like affection hath rare been found since those days, as may appear in that which the Roman Church at this present calleth the donation of Constantine, which, although it be forged and counterfeited of the selves, as no doubt it is, yet it cannot be denied, but that emperors and princes were in those days patrons highly beneficial unto the same. Would God the other for their parties had again been as moderate in not abusing so great liberties upon them bestowed. But of this fewer words the better. Neither is this the purpose why I do infer the history. Wherefore then pertaineth the illustration thereof, your majesty perhaps will muse, for two causes special. First, thinking for myself to write to your majesty, as duty bindeth in the prefix of this book, then again pondering with myself the same acts, the memorable doings, the princely proceedings of your grace, and conferring the same with the like vigilant facts of that worthy empire, I could not enter mention of the one, but must needs write of the other. Such is the merciful goodness of Almighty God upon his poor afflicted creatures, that though he suffer sometimes the tyrant to rage and the hypocrite to reign for the iniquity of the people, yet sometime again, and the same hand of the Lord which woundeth healeth, that presses refreshes, that striketh saves again, to make amends withal. What a sore and dreadful hand of the Lord in the primitive time the church was seen under so many persecuting emperors and cruel consulates. At length the Lord sent his mild Constantius to cease blood, to stay persecution, to refresh his people. In much like manner, what bitter blasts, what smarting storms have been felt in England during the space of certain years, till at last God's pitiful grace sent us, your majesty, to quench fierce brands, to assuage rage, to relieve the innocent, to release the innocent. What a multitude of godly martyrs were slain before the time of the said Constantine is partly above declared, and likewise was a number also before your grace's happy reign were murdered, in their present history here following is comprehended. Over and besides, to compare time with time, and place with place, what was in his time found so happy, for which we have not as great cause now to bless God in this so gracious a time of yours. For as God gave then great rest to his church by the reign of him, so hath it pleased the Lord with no last abundancy of peace to bless us by the means of you. The success of his affairs, I grant, was great, and no less have we to give praise to God for the marvelous works brought to pass by you. In considering likewise how beneficial, how careful, how bountiful he was to the church of the Lord, although the elect donations have not yet appeared in gifts given by your grace unto the church. Yet the same care and tenderness of heart in your majesty hath not been lacking. What meekness and clemency was in that noble and great emperor, which is and hath not been greater in you. Briefly, let Constantine be never so great, yet within is your noble grace to him inferior? In many things equal, in this superior, for that Constantine, being only but an helper unto the persecuted, your highness hath dispatched that persecution for other, under which ye were entangled yourself, and that chiefly, whatsoever they pretended, for the truth of your profession, wherein your grace hath more to rejoice than in any other thing else besides. For if it be true that Hiram saith, then what cause hath you to rejoice in the Lord? Martyrdom passio, tribulus dea, when you cause the Lord to triumph in you. And for so much as I have begun to compare, and yet my pen can make no end, this further I will add, that the aid and secure of the said Constantine in helping the persecuted church, though it was so great and worthy commendation, yet reached it no further than his own dominions. Here now, if it were not for suspicion of flattery, I would recite not only what we at home, your nature and loving subject, but also what other foreign realms abroad hath received by your grace, or rather by God's grace in you, as neither the realms of Scotland nor yet of France to this day will or can deny the same, of the which two realms which also had also been before contrary and mortal enemies to this realm of England, and one of the being so greatly entangled with foreign enemies, as without your princely help they were like utterly to have been overthrown, must need therefore, and do no less, I dare say, recept the selves bound by your majesty, than their liberty and country is worth. The other likewise, if their tongues here present, might with one voice declare what their heart inwardly do think, no doubt they would hold up their hands to he even blessed the Lord for the goodness they had and do receive by your gracious means. But I had rather with suspicious flattery to discharge my duties than with scripture's silence to be found and grateful. The second and principal cause why I have induced this foresaid matter of Constantine and Eubus is this, for that your majesty is marking the humble petition of the bishop and the gentle grant of the emperor, may the rather be entreated to accept this my poor and simple endeavor in setting forth this present history, touching the acts and monuments of such godly martyrs as suffered before your reign for the like testimony of Christ and his truth. For if this such care was in searching and setting forth the doings and acts of Christians, faithful servants, suffering for his name in the primitive time of the church, why should they now be more neglected of us in the latter church, such as give their blood in the same cause and like quarrel? For what shall we say? Is not the name of Christ as precious now as then? Were not the torments as great? Is not the cause all one? And if the adversaries will say contrary and pungent again, allegiant that those in the primitive time suffered then for Christ, these suffered not for Christ, but for heresy. I will answer them again, as Martin Luther answered unto the Pope. Let the Pope, said he, and his popelines, grant Christ only to be my Savior, and that the faith only in Christ justifieth a Christian man. I will take him for a good bishop, and his religion to be right, but that he will never do so long as he is Pope. For Pope holy and faith only cannot otherwise join together, but that all his idolatrous worship, his superstitious merits, and his trifling traditions must need give place and lose their authority. For in these three I recompte all the Pope's whole religion to consist, but of this enough. Now returning again to our purposed matter, and following the example of Incubus, this worthy bishop, although I cannot achieve so perfectly as he hath done, yet hath I labored and travailed according to my infirmity, ability what I may, in collecting and setting forth the acts, same and memories of these are martyrs of this latter time of the church, which according as my duty doth bind me, next unto the Lord, I offer and present here unto your majesty, humbly desiring and nothing yet misdoubting, but that your highness and sincere clemens, likewise following the steps of that noble Constantine, with no less propensity of favor and furtherance, will accept and also abids these my labors travails to the house of the church against the importunities of the malignant, if persevere you any such spurners against the truth should appear, as I fear they will, bending themselves to malign and distract the doing hereof, as they do all other things, being contrary to their corrupt religion and affection, except your grace's abstinence shall relieve and defend me against the same, who in so doing not only shall make me think my pains and labors herein the better bestowed, but also shall encourage by the same your princely benignity, both me and all other my fellow brethren, to proceed the grace of the Lord so abyssing us in further travail to accomplish that which our diligence can extend unto for the use of Christian churches, utilize your realm and with the glory of your holy name, to whom as we give most hearty thanks for exalting your majesty out of our adversaries, so we beseech him to conserve you in long prosperity with the days not only of Constantine's reign, but also with them whose reign hath been longest in any commonwealth. Your majesty's faithful and humble subject in the Lord, John Fox. This is the end of the prefix to the Queen of England, having been read by Peter John Parisis. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire to the glory of God. With a footnote, I am reading from the edition, the first edition, 1563. I will be putting a copy of the print so that you may see how I have to interpret the Old English into new in order to read it. So I will make some errors and will correct them as fast as I can.